Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
First reactions to the Bills' big win over the Broncos in the wild card round today?
Relief. I would have to say relief is my first reaction because I was worried about the Bronco offense and how they manhandled the second string Chiefs offense or defense last week. And I was a little concerned, but our defense held up and they came through and I was impressed.
It certainly was another game where it's kind of been a theme for them all year. A little bit of a slower start, but then they really picked it up in the second half, and they knew where to make the right adjustments.
Absolutely. Josh is Josh. You know, he's the MVP, and I don't know if he's going to win it or not, but he should. And he's been impressive all year, and he's going to take us to the big game, and I'm looking forward to that. Honestly, I actually teared up during the game because I knew that our destiny has been formed, and I was so impressed with these guys and how they just came together, and I was just fall in love with them all over again.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, now we're looking ahead to the divisional round. Bills have been here plenty of times, and they're going to face another tough challenge in the Ravens. Just your initial thoughts on looking ahead to the next week.
A tough matchup. Ravens, you know, they got it all. They got it all on offense. I'm just putting my faith in Josh and keep that our offense can keep up with the Ravens offense. And maybe our defense can come up with a hold or an interception or, you know, a stop when we least expect it. So that's what I'm looking for.
And, of course, next week is going to be a pretty significant matchup, too, set probably for prime time with the top two candidates for MVP going head-to-head once again.
Yeah, I'm thinking a Saturday night, party on, let's do it, and go Bills.
Very good. Any big predictions for next week?
Predictions. Let it snow, baby, let it snow.
Make sure Lamar is actually cold, right?
Yes, let's get it cold.
Anything else you want to add, Mark?
I'm blessed to be part of this again. You know, I was involved, you know, in the 90s. I hung out. I came to the games and struggled through those losses, and I'm ready for a win.